on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Nearly 700,000 people have now signed a petition calling for all children to be vaccinated against meningitis B. Babies born in the UK since last July are now routinely immunised against it, but older children have missed out. The campaign's intensified following the death of two-year-old Faye Burdett from Maidstone on Valentine's Day. Vanessa Whiting lost her son to meningitis. She says we need to be more aware of the symptoms.
Not being able to look at bright lights, stiff neck, cold hands and feet, flu-like symptoms. Making people aware of this is paramount.
KMFM News.
The London Mayor Boris Johnson insists the UK has got a great future outside the EU as David Cameron prepares to argue the opposite case. The Prime Minister will address the Commons later, hoping to persuade MPs in all parties to support his new deal for the UK in the European Union. KMFM's political editor Paul Francis says the support among Kent's MPs is split.
Some saying they're prepared to back David Cameron's deal, and others saying that it doesn't contain all the things that they wanted to see in terms of a new reformed relationship between the UK and the European Union.
Several weapons and ammunition have been removed from a house in Sevenoaks following the death of a man. Police were called to a property on Amherst Hill on Saturday and say they're not treating the death as suspicious. The property was guarded by an officer until a number of legally held firearms have been taken away for safety and security reasons. The actor Jude Law has visited the migrant camp just outside Calais, nicknamed the Jungle. He's lending support to people living there after French officials announced they're planning to demolish around two-thirds of the site.
It just seemed to me that the pressing issue was the kids who were unaccompanied and living in awful conditions, and it seemed that their plight needed to be highlighted.
It's thought around 4,000 migrants and refugees from countries including Syria, Afghanistan and Iraq are at the camp. A teenager has been arrested after a man was reportedly injured in a suspected acid attack in Whitstable. The victim, who's in his 50s, is thought to have had noxious liquid thrown at him in an alleyway between Harbour Street and Fountain Street over the weekend. A 17-year-old boy is being held on suspicion of assault.
KMFM News.
Campaigners in West Kent affected by noise from planes heading to Gatwick Airport are urging the government to immediately review a policy on airspace. They say changes to flight paths has led to an increase in air traffic over villages like Penshurst and caused misery to many people's lives. Sally Pavis from Communities Against Gatwick Noise and Emissions.
It's like having a country lane next to your house and suddenly it becomes, say, the M1. The government has installed these superhighways in the skies above people's homes without any research to the impact it has on quality of life.
It's not thought ministers will look at their current policy until at least the summer, after decisions made about airport expansion in the southeast. A driver's been taken to hospital after a car crashed into the front of a salon in Margate. Emergency crews were called to Athelstan Road in Cliftonville area just before 9:30 last night, and flats above the business were evacuated. And Rihanna and Justin Bieber will headline this year's V Festival. It's the first time he's performed at the event, which takes place in Chelmsford and Western Park in Staffordshire in August. Other artists on the lineup include Sia, Little Mix, Jess Glynn, Years and Years and Bastille.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football, and the Ashford United boss is urging his players to focus on the league now their run in the FA Vase is over. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Ashford were knocked out in the quarterfinals by Salisbury City at the weekend. Manager Danny Lyce says attention needs to turn to their next game.
I said to the boys in the dressing room, I don't want any sad faces, no disappointment. We've got a game on Wednesday that's more important than this one, against Croydon, to get 3 points.
Elsewhere, Chelsea will go to Everton in the pick of the FA Cup last eight ties. Gus Hiddink's men cruised to a 5-1 victory against a young Manchester City side at Stamford Bridge yesterday. Tonight, West Ham could be heading to Shrewsbury on Manchester United, who both meet in the fifth round this evening. And in ice hockey, it was a winning weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos after victories in the League and Cup. They beat Cardiff Devils 6-2 away from home in South Division 1 on Saturday, before a 7-0 win over London Raiders in the South East Trophy in Gillingham last night.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.